本国统计局今日公布了最新的就业数据，卑诗省的最新失业率是 6%， 而就业率就是 61.1%， 有超过234万7千人有全职的工作，而未有就业的人数就由1月的18万7千人减少了1千人至到18万6千人。省就业经济发展及创新厅长吉代安今日发声明，提到今年卑诗省已经新增了25400个全职工作，是全国最高的增长，而且在女性全职就业方面亦都有增加18400人，在全国省份中排名第二。他今日接受本台专访，表示省内的工作职位都有增加，而失业率就维持了在 6%， 低过全国的平均水平。
We had seenjob growth, significant job growth over December and January. We're really on an uptick and an upward trend in the province. This month it's flatlined. Our unemployment rate has stayed the same and we're still one of the lowest in the country.
他的声明亦都提到，卑诗省内自雇员工的数量增加了15100个，而省内亦都有175500个私营部门的工作职位。卑诗省长尹大卫昨日宣布，在未来几日内会提出立法应对美国关税的威胁。吉代安表示，省府清楚知道关税的威胁带来的不确定性，而消息亦都每日不断改变，但省府会积极和不同的企业和团体沟通，尽力去帮助各个企业。
As these tariff changes continue to change very often, and the unpredictability of that means we are seeing a back off on investment. And this government has been at the table working with our different business sectors, with our tariff roundtable with business and engaging. I've been meeting with business and leaders and community leaders, local governments and indigenous and labor partners around how we navigate this as the tariff impacts unfold, and we'll continue to engage so that we can address impacts as they come.
吉代安在声明中提到，省府一直和其他的管辖区合作，通过提高透明度来增加劳工的流动性，减少劳动力流动申请者的行政负担，支持工人能够在各地顺利流动，填补可以用的工作职位。省府亦都撤销了两项贸易例外条款，促进更多省和省之间的贸易，例如对渔业部门和政府采购的限制。另外，省府亦都正在加速建设18个主要的资源项目，项目的总值达到200亿，预计在建设期间入边将会创造大约8000个工作职位。加拿大中文电台记者梁俊永报道。